Leader!
Order, order.
All go in the House as MPs return from a fortnight's adjournment to a snap debate on reports of a fight club in Serco's Mount Eden Corrections Facility, followed by the government taking urgency to pass a bill validating road speed limits. A legal glitch discovered by the Kapiti Coast District Council may have led to an unknown number of speed limits being improperly set. That bill and the urgent debate on prisons delayed the planned start of the committee stage of this year's estimates debate. Providing a detailed examination of the budget, that annual debate has been set down for 11 hours. The day, though, started as usual with question time and the opposition keen to get the Prime Minister's views on a variety of topics.
But Mr Speaker, here's the point, isn't it? Here's the point. This is a major constitutional issue, and this party believes in democracy in the same way that this party believes in a multicultural society and being fair and decent to people and not cooking things up. That's what the next...
Order, order, order.
The Speaker, David Carter, cutting off the Prime Minister's microphone with Mr Key midway through a dual-purpose answer to separate questions about Chinese speculation in Auckland's housing market and apparent lack of interest in debate over changing the flag. The first question on Auckland housing was the first question of the day from New Zealand First leader Winston Peters.
Is he aware that both Beijing and Shanghai, for example, have laws preventing non-residents inflating demand and buying houses in those cities? And does he consider such measures would be racist if applied here?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, well, every country has different rules, but what I would say is the current rules around foreign investment were actually passed by the Labor government in 2005.
And among other questions for Mr Key was this one from current Labor Party leader Andrew Little.
Can he guarantee that the IRD database will be public and will clearly reveal the number of non-residents buying New Zealand houses?
As the member knows, there's a process that we're going through at the moment. There's a bill in the House and we're looking at that data. But what I do know is our information won't be cooked up. And when someone asks me a question about it, I won't lose my rag at TV3 like that member did before.
Then raising the flag issue with Mr Key was Greens co-leader James Shaw.
To the Prime Minister, given that climate change submissions outnumbered flag submissions by 15,000 to 2,300, does he think that changing the flag was the right priority for him to personally champion?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, I would say, and I've said this on numerous occasions, the flag is just one of a great many issues as Prime Minister that I handle. I've never argued it's the most important.
The Prime Minister's optimistic outlook for the economy was then checked with his Finance Minister, Bill English, by his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Does he agree with the Prime Minister that bad news about the New Zealand economy is overblown and that while dairy prices are down, 95% of our economy is not involved in that?
The Honourable Bill English. Speaker, yes.
Back to the Prime Minister, who was also asked about reports of fighting and drug use at the privately run Mount Eden Corrections Facility. Among questions for him was this one from New Zealand First Deputy Leader Ron Mark.
Does it not concern him that a previous report into a fight club in a prison, which was done over a year ago, was ignored by his Minister of Corrections? And if not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, firstly, I don't have details on that report. If the member wants to ask detailed questions about it, he really needs to ask the Minister of Corrections.
And that's the Minister for Corrections, Pasita Sam Lotoainga, who faced questions on Mount Eden Prison from his Labour Party shadow, Calvin Davis.
How many of the YouTube videos showing fights at Mount Eden have corresponding incident reports from Serco? And if he doesn't know, how can you have any confidence in Serco's claimed assault rate at Mount Eden?
Pasita Sam Lotoainga.
Mr Speaker, I don't have that information to hand.
And the issue was later the subject of a snap debate, as announced by the Speaker, David Carter.
I call on Calvin Davis to move that the House take note of an urgent matter. of public importance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And let me say that the Serco Fight Club situation is an absolute debacle. It is a fiasco, it's a shambles, and it's an embarrassment not only to this minister but to the government.
Labour's Calvin Davis speaking in the snap debate on alleged fight clubs, drug use, and access to contraband at Mount Eden Corrections Facility. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.